This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are visiting with Dr. David Raben, the Chief Innovation Officer, co-founder, and co-inventor of Apollo Neuroscience, Inc. Dr. Raben is a board-certified psychiatrist, translational neuroscientist, and inventor, and has been studying the impact of chronic stress in humans for more than a decade. Dr. Raben, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. Really appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure, and great to have you out today. So as a doctor in medicine and PhD in neuroscience, what is your viewpoint on burnout?
So that's a great question. I think burnout, you know, is something that is definitely not talked about enough in our society. It's starting to surface, and we're starting to see more and more of it discussed in the mainstream. But ultimately, when we really discuss the impact of burnout, I think the most important thing to understand is that this is a completely avoidable tragedy that is impacting hundreds of millions of people worldwide, and that it's impacting our quality of life at home, our ability to be productive at work, our ability to get good sleep and recover from stress, and our ability to build meaningful relationships with our loved ones and with people that we want to connect with. And again, the most important part about that is that it's avoidable, and that we can, by practicing and learning positive techniques of managing our own health more effectively, we can, you know, stave off a lot of the impact of burnout, which is effectively, you know, a fancy coined term for the fact that our work stress and our life stress is killing us.
Certainly it's good to focus on this, as it is certainly mainstream and popular, unfortunately. What is the benefit of managing burnout? It sounds like a no-brainer question, but I'd like to hear your take on that.
Yes, I think, you know, burnout is a term that really reflects a state of chronic or persistent stress in the body, where the body and the mind are constantly perceiving fear, worry, stress, threat, and things that impair our body's ability to recover and to manage our energy effectively. And so when you really think about that on a neurological level, looking at the way that the mind and the body talk to each other, there are these very evolutionarily conserved nervous system pathways, one of which is called the sympathetic nervous system, which we often think of as the fight or flight system, which in folks who are experiencing symptoms of chronic stress or burnout tends to be highly focused in the body. The activity in the sympathetic fight or flight nervous system goes through the roof, and that over time suppresses the activity in the parasympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for recovery and regeneration and recuperation and that kind of thing. So, you know, importantly, these systems are both critical to the proper functioning of the body, but the sympathetic nervous system is really, really important for helping us respond to threat, acute threat, like running from a lion in the jungle or in the woods, or a bear, but not our email. And so when we start to attribute threat to our email or our kids screaming or just going to work and getting in the car, what happens is our body starts to increase the stress response system activity all the time. And that suppresses the other nervous system, which is responsible for reproduction, creativity, recovery, sleep, building relationships, empathy, emotion control, mood, all of the important stuff that makes our lives good. Because you don't want to be thinking about those things when you're running from a bear or a lion. You just want to get out of that situation. But you do want to be thinking about things like creativity when you're responding to an email from a colleague or responding to a conversation with a partner. And so burnout is effectively over time. It's the persistent increase in the stress response system that impairs all of our good quality of life abilities that we need balance to achieve. And so the main purpose of managing burnout is to establish a more balanced, healthy lifestyle so that we're actually fulfilled and enjoying the time that we spend doing everything we're doing, not just the time that we're not at work or on vacation.
Thanks for your response there. That is most helpful. Now, you're the co-inventor of Apollo Neuroscience, Inc. Who would benefit the most from Apollo?
So I think the main idea and part of the reason why we developed Apollo is that it can really benefit anyone. The folks who tend to benefit from Apollo the most are people who are under the most stress, because people who are under the most stress have had these imbalances in their nervous system that I just mentioned for the longest period of time. And the more imbalanced you are, the better you get at being imbalanced. And so when you experience something that calms you down or brings you back into a more balanced state between your mind and body, or between your sympathetic and your parasympathetic nervous systems, like meditation, mindfulness, yoga, deep breathing, massage, soothing music, etc., all of these things induce rapid states of calm. But if you are if you are very highly regulated because you practice these practices like meditation, mindfulness, and for tens of thousands of hours, you can self-induce these states. But for most people who are very busy and very active in their lives, they struggle to be able, and myself included as a doctor, you know, we don't have time to meditate all the time. We don't have time to regularly practice good physical health. And doctors suffer some of the worst burnout of all in the U.S. I think 40% of doctors meet criteria for mental illness, and 1 in 16 surgeons experience suicidality every year. And that's a huge number. So we see that Apollo can benefit everyone from healthcare professionals to entrepreneurs and corporate professionals to the general average consumer who's looking for improved health and quality of life and sleep in their day-to-day lives.
And of course, we're certainly appreciative of what you're doing through Apollo Neuroscience and the quality of life. There is no price on that. Today, we are with Dr. David Rabin, the Chief Innovation Officer, co-founder, and co-inventor at Apollo Neuroscience, Inc. Here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, get into, if you would, Dr. Rabin, how does Apollo Wearable work?
Yeah, so that's actually one of the most exciting parts for me, because as a neuroscientist, I really like to understand how things work. And so what we found as treating my patients and working with a lot of my colleagues who had very, very difficult to treat mental illnesses, we found that one of the most impactful and meaningful things in treatment with these folks is safety. And that if you can help somebody feel safe, and you can help them, then you can help them heal and recognize their own ability to heal and start to make positive, meaningful change in their lives. And one of the most easy ways to induce feelings of safety is touch. And so what we actually found was that touch therapy, whether it's massage or just somebody you love giving or you like giving you a hug, can instantly make you feel calm without you having to do anything. And similar with calm, soothing music. And so effectively what we did is we pulled out the most impactful frequencies from music that correspond to frequencies in the body that we naturally enter when we meditate or practice mindfulness or deep breathing or biofeedback. And we took those frequencies out of music and then fed them to the body through a vibrating small wearable that's about the size of an original Apple Watch. And we found that regardless of where you put this on the body, that you can, these vibrations, these frequencies rapidly induce states of calm and focus and help people adapt to changing situations and stress in their environment and effectively transition more effectively between stress and sleep states, sleep and wakeful states, stress and meditative states, and just improve your general resilience and adaptability throughout the day. And the way that they do it is basically acting on the body to induce meditative and mindful states to give you those benefits from those states without you having to do anything.
You certainly have to be appreciative of technology, especially with the Apollo wearable. What does the product replace in the market today? Talk to us about that.
So that's a great question as well. I think one of the main focuses for us is that there are no products in the market that do not have side effects that can help people focus more and sleep better at the same time. And so what we do see in the market is a lot of people who have sleep issues, issues with focus, issues with mood regulation and that kind of thing struggle for many years and ultimately wind up developing, oftentimes wind up developing illnesses. And so it's important to note that this technology does not replace things like meditation or mindfulness. It actually helps facilitate and train people to be more mindful and be more meditative and access those states more effectively. But what's interesting is we do see a lot of people who use our device in the beta tester groups actually voluntarily decreasing their use of caffeine, decreasing their use of alcohol, and decreasing the use of amphetamines and opioid narcotics, which is a huge issue for us because many of those substances actually are very disrupting to our circadian rhythms, our sleep and wake cycles, and result in us having side effects that we don't necessarily think about but can be very damaging to us, and not including the addictive side effects from things like benzodiazepines and opioids, which have caused a huge epidemic in the U.S. And so it's very promising for us to see that one of the biggest impacts is that people are using less harmful medicine and less caffeine and alcohol, which they may not otherwise need.
Well, Dr. Rabin, after folks have heard the information about Apollo Neuroscience and the topic of managing burnout, I'm sure listeners are curious not only where they could get more information, but actually where is Apollo available today?
So the best place to find the information about Apollo is apolloneuro.com. That's APOLLONEURO.com. And you can sign up to be on our email list and connect to us and find out any information that you'd like about our technology. We are planning for a commercial release in the fall of 2019. So it's pretty soon. And the technology will be software and hardware that pair together that allow you to track your data on the software so you can see your health progress changes in the software itself. But then the hardware, the wearable, will be a small wearable that you can wear on your ankle or your arm, on your wrist, and you can use the wearable independent of the mobile app as well. So it'll have the ability to be untethered, which is a feature that a lot of people really like with and appreciate with technology these days, especially when they feel consistently sucked into their phone, which can oftentimes make them more stressed out. So fall 2019 is the time, and apolloneuro.com is the place to go to find out more about us.
Sounds like exciting times. And again, Dr. Rabin, all the best, and thanks so much for introducing Apollo Neuroscience to the audience and for joining us here today on Yale Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate it, and I'm happy to be here.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. David Rabin, the Chief Innovation Officer, co-founder, and co-inventor at Apollo Neuroscience, Inc. And for further details, simply visit apolloneuro.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.